All right, buddy. So the Vegas has the Falcons as the odds-on favorite to win the South, dude.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, man. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that, see how if anybody's got any concerns, what we want, what we still need to add, what we have to, still do in potentially free agency and a draft. Just talk about some Falcons. Let's have some fun. We got Fleet back on the show tonight, buddy. I'm ready to go.
Let's go.
And welcome in, folks. It is episode 165 of Out of Your Falcon Mind, Atlanta Falcons Fancast, here in the Clutch Studios on Variety Sports Network. Buddy, how the hell are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Johnny Yates. I feel well rested and ready to go, man. Hey, we had a great show with the boys last Thursday. If y'all didn't catch that, please go see it. But that was awesome. So just good to be back on a brand new day, Tuesday. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'm ready to go. Yeah, man, new day for us, for at least temporarily, like I said, for you guys who are used to watching us on Thursdays. It's got to change it up a little bit. My son's got practice now on Thursdays. He's got practice almost every day, it seems like. But Tuesday is one day we have free, so that's the best day for us for now, at least, to get the show out there. But, yeah, man, and like you said, man, the show last week with Bless Your Heart Boys, Matt and James, awesome. Mm-hmm. It's for us. I mean, like, the live show is for, like, it's I think almost at 1,000 views, which is for us is great because we're still like a little guy. Mm-hmm. So like that's awesome. So if y'all haven't seen, like I said, go back and check it out, man. They're two great dudes, and make sure you check out Bless Your Heart Boys on YouTube as well. Just a fun, like I said, man, just a feel good podcast, man. Like, they just talk about random stuff. It's fun. It's it's a good podcast just to listen to and make you smile. So, but dude, like I said, we do have our boy Mr. Fleet back.
Y'all know who that is. No introduction.
What's going on, fellas?
It had been a minute, so it felt like it was that time.
It felt like it has been a while, bro. A lot has happened since the last time I was on Out of Your Falcon Mind. Shout out to 165 episodes, by the way, man. Every time y'all upload an episode and I look at the number, I'm like, man, like, that's crazy. The fact that y'all have been this consistent for this long, man, I always have to applaud y'all for that, dog. Thank you, congratulations on that. Of course. Thank you.
The Hall of Famer Fleek says. So when you know when the Hall of Famer speak, we gotta listen. That's the Hall of Famer. He got a yellow jacket. Look. Hey, earned, buddy. Earned. I love it.
Listen, right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Nah, but thank y'all for having me again, man. I feel like this is my second home, bro. Thank you.
It is. Mm-hmm. It literally is, man. I mean, you've been on more than anybody else has.
Anybody.
We've been rocking with you since probably episode 2.
Photoshopping right in the middle right there.
Yeah, hey, I'll sign off on the papers for my rights. You can have my rights.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, man. So, like I said before, I'm Riot Sports, man. They're bringing, just so y'all know, they're bringing Talking to Gridiron back for year round. So it would end in the season ends, but they're going to bring it back. So check out Talking to Gridiron. They're going to have just like free agency stuff, draft stuff. And it's not, obviously, that's not just Falcons. It's going to be around the league. So if y'all are NFL fans in general, check that out. Those guys, Darren and whatnot, they're going to bring a lot of good. And we might pop in there on the show every now and then too, man, and talk about some Falcons and have a good time. So, also, if y'all are new to the show, man, welcome, man. Hope you enjoy. Hope if this is your first time, man, hit the like button, subscribe for us. We much appreciate it. We're up over 1,500 now, heading toward 2,000, so, man. So, we appreciate the hell out of that. If y'all are listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, if you have the ability to drop us a 5-star review, we'd much appreciate that because just keep us going on those platforms. I think we're close to 17,000 downloads on the audio platform. So, however you guys get us, man, we much appreciate it. All right, man. So let's chop in the chat. Before we get going, we got to say hello to the folks, man. What's going on, Chase?
Hey, what up? Already
connection out of, man. Make sure y'all check out Chase, man. On
check my man out
Friday night. I want to say it is, and we pop up shows.
Yeah, well. Buddy.
What's going on, buddy? We just got done throwing a bullpen, so we had to get that in so we can get on the show, man.
Dwayne, what up?
Dwayne, what's up, buddy?
What's up, sir?
Wallace, what's cracking?
My man Wallace, what up? TP.
What's going on, dude? Appreciate you, buddy.
B John 97 in Madden.
Nice, nice.
Billy Mills showing up. I love
Billy
it.
Billy Mills at the start. It's going to be a good show.
2 weeks in a row early. I love it, buddy. I love
Liam
it.
Liam said, Fleep.
My guy.
Skip Thorpe. Hello, Sip. Great name. Yeah, Super man. Bowl, and I'll mortgage my house to do the Dirty Bird in the Tank Stadium after winning. I love it, buddy. I love it. Chris, what up? First pound for pound. Now, out of your Falcon mind. I must have done something good. You got to give shout out to pound for pound.
Yeah. You know, I hit up JR, man, before. I mean, sorry, Fleek, these comments go right over your damn face, dude.
It's fine.
I hit up JR. I was like, hey, man, y'all are normally about an hour and 15, right? Hour and 20. Cause, you know, like, I don't want to, I hate going on the same time as like other creators. Like, I mean, sometimes you just have to because, you know, of scheduling and stuff like that. There's nothing you can do about it. But, you know, obviously, guys watch pound for pound. They watch us too, as you should. You know, JR and Jonathan always bring in good content, man. So we figured we'd go on right after them. And we, you know, if the Tuesday thing works, we might just stick with it, man. We might just you know, see how it goes. Jordan, what's up? Good to see you, dude. What up?
He said, what's going on, guys? I missed the last few shows due to work. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's all
good to be back watching live. Thank you, buddy.
Doing great, man. Jamal, what's up?
Jamal, what up?
Good to see you, dude. All right, man. So we got a new little segment, man. Just kicking off the show. Just called, you know, what's new? So, Fleek, man, what's new with you, man? How's life been? How's, you know, anything new on Netflix? You've been watching any new food you found? It's amazing. I mean, what's happening?
Man, life has been good, you know. Very, very mellow. I've been taking the time to try to enjoy every day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have recently added 2 kittens to the family.
I saw that photo.
Yeah, these are my first cats. I've never had cats before. I've had dogs and I've had rabbits. I've had birds, but I never had a cat. And so my fiance works at an animal care center, and somebody brought them in. They found them in a cave, and the mother was deceased. So they were just these babies. And so basically they brought them in and they were trying to take them around and no one wanted them. No one wanted to take care of them or whatever. So they were going to euthanize them. And so my fiance was like, hey, do you want 2 cats? And I was like, I would rather have 1 to start. Is that possible? Yeah,
can we talk about 1?
Yeah. Can we discuss 1 first? And then she's like, no, they're going to kill the other one. I was like, oh, no, we can't do that. So I said, bring them on in. And ever since then, man, I've been waking up every 3 to 4 hours to feed them the bottles and, you know, take them to the restroom and stuff. So it's been a new experience for me. I've really enjoyed it, though. I love them already. Their name is Ash and Coda.
Great names.
Yeah. I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, I just finished watching Jujutsu Kaisen again for the second time because my fiance hadn't seen it yet. So I watched it again with her. And it's just as good as it was the first time, not going to lie to you. But I am looking for something new to watch. So I'm actually interested to hear what y'all are watching because we just finished that. So looking forward to that. And, I mean, other than that, man, I mean, big news. You know, Kirk Cousins signed to the Falcons. So I had my thoughts about that. And we've been back doing the podcast, so New Millennium Falcons has been
finally back.
Exactly. Right?
We're back. We've been uploading on all the audio platforms and on the YouTube channel, and our next show is supposed to be live. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you when it is because I honestly don't know, but it should be sometime this week, and we're going to try to go live so that we can have the comments in chat this time.
Love it.
Bro, you heard of a pop-up club? Man, theirs is like a pop-up podcast. You don't know if it's scheduled. You don't know if it's going to be the time they said. You don't know who's going to be on it. Damsky, look, Damsky. I was just about to get you don't know if Damsky's coming. You don't know if Savion going to be there. You don't know if it's just going to be free. You don't know nothing about it. It's just a pop-up.
It's just a pop-up, bro. It is, you know. That's what gives it character.
That's part of the mystique, man. That's the mystique.
He said that's what gives it character.
Dude, because all of a sudden you just look at your phone, you're like, oh shit, they're live.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly. So I don't know. I think we might keep it like that for a while. Because we are all in so many different places that it just has to come together when it can. And it's always awesome when we're fumbling all week to try to get the time together, and then we finally get the time together and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be talking to you. Like, press record.
It's kind of genius, dude. It's kind of genius because you can have, like, I mean, when you say, hey, make sure you hit that notification button, like, they have to have the notification
button.
You have to have it.
You're going to
miss it.
You got to have it on, bro.
Yeah.
You got to have it on.
I'm telling you. A hell of a sales technique that you did not mean to do. Yeah, it was great. Anyway, Damski, what's going on, buddy? Good to see you, dude.
Damski, what up?
That's awesome with the cats, man. Yeah, that's going to be Wallace said, make sure you got that litter box, man. So, you know.
Yes. Yes, that is this week coming. They are 22 days old, I believe. And I'm following the schedule properly just because I don't know. So I'm going to take the expert's opinion and 100%. Do that. So this week they will be starting that litter box. And I can tell that they need it. I won't tell you how I know, but I know.
Hey, I know. Well, I mean, Kane is 5 months. He'll be 5 months tomorrow.
And, 5 months tomorrow?
5 months tomorrow.
And, they'll be 1 month Friday.
Yeah. So he's doing great as far as peeing outside. He's mostly good with pooping outside, but like he's, you know, if you're not really careful and like watching and he's like start circling, if you just kind of ignore him, he's going to go somewhere else and take a shit in the house. Like he's going to go to the hallway. He's going to go upstairs. Tonight he went in our bedroom and took a shit. Like you got to stay on top of it. Cause if he starts getting the zoomies, like you better go right after the zoomies is over with. Like, cause he just works it up. Like it's crazy.
Oh gosh.
But yeah.
Exactly.
But he's still waking up early, man. He woke up. Yesterday he woke up at 5 o'clock. I was like, dude, what are you doing? So, you know, had to go. I was upstairs and I wasn't paying attention. He went off in the bedroom. It's my fault. Now my freaking bedroom smells like shit. So yeah, that's where we're at right now. But, what to watch, dude. We just finished The Gentleman. Have you seen this show on Netflix?
I have not seen that.
You ever watched any Guy Ritchie flick? Like Snatch? Okay, number one, go back and watch Snatch. It's from like 2000. I know that's like, okay. I mean, it was like, I think I was like 18, 19 when it came out, but Brad Pitt, Jason Statham, like younger guys, like awesome, awesome. But The Gentleman's like eight episodes, but it's really damn good on Netflix. Okay. I still have to finish The Wire, man. I'm still like a season from finishing The Wire. And it's driving me crazy. I still got to do that. But if anybody has any good shows in the chat, throw them out there because, you know, when I just have y'all seen Suits? It's like eight seasons in.
I have not seen Suits. I've heard good things.
Me too. We just started it last night. So hopefully that'll be somewhat decent, man. Mike, what you been up to, man?
Me out too. Speaking of animals, I'm going to tell you how Biscuit sold me out, man. Let me tell you the traitor that Biscuit is. Okay. One is he picked the Saints and you never saw him again. You remember he was picking games? He picked the Saints. You never saw Biscuit after that. He betrayed the family.
That's true.
And then two, but it's very true. You did not see him after he picked the Saints.
That's true.
And two, I'm gonna tell you what he just did. He learned everything on his own. I didn't teach him nothing. So when people be amazed, how did you get your dog to do that? I don't know. So, but he don't fit. He doesn't understand sit. He did. That's the one thing. I left him with my girl for a day. It was just a day. I had to go do something. I was gone for a day. I came back. The betrayal, I could smell it when I opened the door. And I just, and she like, watch this. And she just tell him to sit. And he just sit on command. And it infuriated me. I don't know why I was so mad. But it really made me mad because I was just like, dog, I've had you for 2 years. And I've tried to teach you that. You no response, no care. And let me tell you what she... If I stay asleep, he hugged me before he go to sleep. And I swear to God, he know he get on my neck. And I was like, dog, I've never seen you act like this. But I love that he loved her. But at the same time, it's a traitorous. You know what I feel like? If I had a kid and he kind of like my brother, like more than me. If I seen him go up to my brother, hey, Uncle Tony, I'd be like, man, what is happening, bro? I'd be paying for your school. He not paying for your lunch. Like I would get, and but that's how it felt. So that was the feeling. I didn't like it, but he sit on command now. And she told him that in a few hours, blew my mind, pissed me off. And speaking of her, let me tell you what is
because she's a female, dude.
Huh?
Because she's a female.
Yeah, that's why. He love her. He don't bark at her or nothing. That's weird. But and speaking of her, I gotta say this, though. I took a break from TikTok for about 3 weeks or like a month. I just had to get a break from it. And I go back on and like the inbox is full. And like, I think it's the weirdest question. I don't mind if y'all ask me anything. Okay. But one of the weirdest questions I get asked repeatedly is like, from dudes and girls, who is this your girlfriend right here? Is this girl? Because man, she posted you and I seen you was on her page and you like, and she put you on her page and she posted you. And when it's a dude, I be thinking, but that is the weirdest question you can ask a man, because you shouldn't care who my girl is or who I'm having sex. That's weird. And when it's a girl, like, that's still weird. That's a very weird question. That's a weird energy for you to care or be trying to find out. If I wanted y'all to know, I would post it. It would be all for everyone to see. I specifically said 100 times on the show, you won't know about my real life. I would get in trouble. If I got on this, I would be in jail in 24 hours or less if I told you all my real life was going on, okay? I live a rock star lifestyle. I might don't make it. You feel me? So y'all got to butt out my personal life. You can ask me anything that, you know, but just not about my personal life. I think that is the weirdest type of question and the weirdest energy. So just, I just thought that was, I had that question a few times, like from a few people, like, is this it? Because she puts, I saw you on her page. Did y'all, I was like, why are you trying to, you spending time? I don't even spend time trying to find, that's weird, bro. So that's, yeah, y'all should do that with me or anybody. If you got to do research, you shouldn't be doing that. If you're on the internet and you got to, let me go to the Twitter to see if the, you already wrong, so just check out of that. But man, this is all. I got a traitorous dog and some weird questions.
That's great.
But that's it. And I will say this. This has nothing to do with anything, but it'll tell you why I'm in the mood I'm in. I had sex moments before the show. I was late. Yeah, I was late to the show. Bruh, Fleeking, let me tell you, I jumped right on. I was still getting dressed. I just, like, moments right before the show. So I'm in an amazing mood. Out of your falcon mind. Let's do it.
I could literally listen to this as like a comedy bit for 30 minutes.
That's
Mike, you are, bro. You have the best energy in the world, bro. Don't let nobody ever tell you you don't.
Unmatched. Kenny, what's up, dude? Yeah, man. Kenny, what's up, John? Mike Fleet going 6-0 in the division.
John, Mike, and Fleet, we going 6-0 in the division. In the Super
Talk
Bowl.
To me, Kenny.
Out of your falcon mind, like my man Mike. Let's go.
Well,
Fleet, but I do have to ask Fleet a question, okay? Because Fleet said I had a bird, I had a duck, I had a zebra, a monkey, a giraffe. When is Fleet reproducing? When will we have little
a Fleet? Human?
A human?
A human Fleet.
See his face little like, Fleet. No. Not yet.
When the economy stabilizes.
That's the best answer you can give, buddy.
It really was. And I'm the best answer.
You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it. You know, a lot of people have actually said that. They're like, you keep getting all these different pets, man. Like, bring a human in.
Next,
I'm like,
I would
love nothing more. And it's, you know what? To be honest with you, it's probably closer than it is further away. But we're going to celebrate these days. These days.
I love it. I love it, buddy.
We were married like what, 8 years before we had Liam. So I mean, it was like, nah, man, we're not in any rush. I mean, it was like, y'all chill. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, everybody chill. Like, we're not worried in Vegas. We're not gonna
relax.
Relax. It'll be fine. You know, like it, yeah,
we'll get there.
And yeah, so that's the best thing, man. So anyway, all right, boys. Well, off of that and on to football. And the Falcons.
Let's go.
Actually, hey, number one. Hey, wait, before we go, it's National Poultry Day. National Poultry Day today. So, in honor of that, Mike, what's your favorite chicken, buddy?
My favorite chicken, I'm going to be honest, it's, and I rarely have meat, but if I do, it's the jumbo smoked wings from Hooters. They are amazing. But if I don't do it with any sauce on it or nothing. They are jumbo.
I
can taste the smoke. I don't know what a smoker is, I don't know how it works. But you could taste like it just tastes smoke. You could taste the grill thing. It's just awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's you, Fleek?
You know what? As soon as you asked Mike that question, 1,000 different types of chicken popped in my head. And I'm trying to decipher through them. I love, you can ask my parents. They ask me, what are you eating tonight? Wait, don't tell me. Chicken. And I'm like, yep, some variation of it. I love chicken, bro. Like, I would have to say my favorite would probably, I don't know if I could think of a particular place, but like a good rotisserie chicken, Like a good lemon pepper rotisserie chicken.
That's really good. Yeah.
A really good one.
That was the fattest answer anybody ever gave on out of your father. That man didn't say wings. That man said a good rotisserie
chicken. A good lemon pepper glazed rotisserie chicken. It'll change your life, Mike. I love it.
Juicy, what you say, John? Can't be dry.
I mean, that's a really good call there. Dude, the smoked wings are fantastic. There used to be a spot over here, the Nest. They closed down in Kennesaw, but it was a barbecue joint, and they had phenomenal smoked wings. Those things were huge too. It was real amazing.
What is smoked, John? I don't know how they cook it. I can't see, but it just tastes good. Like, how do they smoke wings?
You can put them in a smoker, and you just basically the heat's turned down, and you just let it kind of it's a slower cook, and it gets that's how it gets that that flavor or whatever.
What's the smoker though? You like the grill?
Yeah,
The heat is under it, mm-hmm. And it's just spinning.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
We have like a little wing tray, but like a little wing thing you can like put them on. They hang from, or like you can like lay them on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. I like it. Yeah. Exactly, man. That's good.
No chicken.
How about it? Bankhead to Bucket said a Hassan Red. Yes, we're going to talk about that, man. We're going to talk about that. Three Dirty, man. What's going on, dude?
Good Three Dirty, my man.
What's going on?
All right. So, Fleek, you mentioned Kirk in town when you're with What's New, man. And I know you, like you said, you had some thoughts on it. So, what is your thoughts? I mean, I know you've probably, like a lot of people, you have your first reaction, then you like kind of like calm down.
He already smiling.
Because I know how he felt. Like, I know what he wanted, and I know how he felt happened. But like, how are you feeling now? So,
now I'm good. Like, now I'm fully engulfed in the Kirk Cousins era of the Atlanta Falcons, because that is what it is. And you know me, I'm just like you guys. I'm going to stand behind whoever's our guy, right? Kirk is our guy. Now, before we signed Kirk Cousins, I did not want Kirk Cousins because I knew the type of money that was going to be tied to him. I knew that he wanted 3 or more years. When I looked at how the contract was kind of broken down, though, it made me feel a lot better. It really did, because the initial numbers, I was like, there's no way. Like 4 years, 36 years old, coming off of an injury like that. But essentially, 2 years for sure, probably a third, and then the fourth, you don't really have to do if things aren't going well. So my biggest thing is I wanted a plan in place for now and the future. And if Terry and company can do that with Kirk, if they can make sure we're competitive right now, but also bring in a young guy, whether it be this year, next year, or the third year of Kirk Cousins, to sit behind him for some time or something and marinate and he take the reins, then I'm fine with that too. I was big on Justin Fields because he's still 24, I think 24, 25. Yeah. I mean, I know he's had 3 years, and I see apparently the league doesn't view him the way that I did, maybe. So
apparently not.
You know, it's something I don't know, I guess. Maybe they don't think he's fixable. Who knows? I hope he is. I hope he does well under Mike Tomlin, and I hope he progresses. But I also wanted to trade up to 3 if we could. I don't know how likely that is with the capital we have and what they're going to demand, because so many teams need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. So that may not have ever been realistic. So when I sat back and thought about the possibilities, I couldn't complain about a guy that I know is accurate, a guy that I know can get the ball out on time. And he's not Patrick Mahomes, but there aren't many guys that are. And I put Kirk Cousins in that tier of quarterback of like Dak Prescott, especially like last season, how he was playing before, he went down with an injury. I know the team didn't have a winning record at the time, I don't believe. I think they were 3-4 or 4-5 or something like that. But he was playing well. He put up good numbers. And I just, for the first time since the latter end of the Matt Ryan era, I kind of feel okay at quarterback. I feel kind of safe if he stays healthy. Now, everything I'm saying is if he stays healthy, because if he gets injured, this whole thing goes downhill fast. Mm-hmm. So barring injury, I feel comfortable. When he drops back and he launches the ball, I'm not nervous every time. I'm not afraid of crazy mistakes happening. I think he's going to get the guys locked in. I think he's going to be locked in. And say what you will, a guy can catch a spark and go on a run. You know what I'm saying? If we get in the playoffs, there's no telling what can happen. Yep. So if
now you're talking my language, please.
Exactly. You can feel how you want to feel about Kirk Cousins, but there is a such thing as a time and a place. And there are situations that are better than others. Not saying we were better than the Vikings were or anything like that. I'm just saying sometimes things align properly at the right time. And Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris believe that this is the right time to place Kirk Cousins in this offense and let it go. And if they believe that, I'm going to trust them. So I say all that to say I'm good now. I was angry at first, but I am good now.
So Fleek, I have a question. Were you giving him a compliment or a jab when you said that you put him in the same class with Dak?
A compliment.
Okay.
Because I think that some people think he's not even as good as Dak Prescott. Like, some people think Kirk Cousins is trash, and I don't think he's trash. That's not why I didn't want him. I know that he's better than Justin Fields right now. I know that. But my worry is, what are the next 3 years look like? What are the next 2 years look like? Because if we do find success, we won't be drafting early. So it's going to be harder for us to go find the guy. So I was thinking, man, while you're this close, it's exactly how I felt in 2021. That's why I don't regret anything. But I still think we should have drafted Justin Fields. And I understand what he became. But like I said, situations are different. And the thing is, when you're that close to the top, you don't want to keep drafting that close to the top. So you're not thinking, okay, I'll be up here again, so I'll just get the next QB3 in the next year's draft. If we're successful, we're going to be picking like 25, 26. So it's like, unless we're going to mortgage a bunch of capital to go up, or unless we're going to find a young free agent that's loose from their team somehow, which rarely happens, it's going to be harder to get our guy unless we find like a late round gem or something. But other than that, I feel like I just got to trust what Kirk Cousins can do right now. I can't think about 2025 right now, because I have to be thankful that we will have like competitive football to watch again.
So I'm going to try to enjoy
that. John said, first thing he said was, man, we have a competent quarterback, buddies. So that's the first thing is we can throw for a first down. And I know how that sounds, but it is something we couldn't do for the past 2 years. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. That's pretty cool. The quarterback can actually do what he's supposed to do. Yeah, no, that's what, you know, when Savion and I did this show, like, this kind of what we talked about. It's like, man, if they go after Kirk, then that means that they are seeing a window right now, and they feel confident enough with the defense that we have and with the playmakers that we have and the guys that we can add in free agency and in the draft that they can go after a Super Bowl in the next 2 or 3 years. That's the only
That's why you do that deal. That's why you give him that amount of money.
Exactly. I start off the show. That's the name of the show tonight. It's the NFC South favorites, because like I said, Vegas has us, I think, plus 100 to win the South, which honestly, man, I mean, we should have last year, if we're going to be honest, even with our quarterback situation, we should have won the South last year.
And we're the four.
And yeah. So, I mean, so now it's like, yeah, the South has got to be the minimum this year. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
minimum.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, you got to win the South, win a play at least one playoff game, get us to the NFC Championship game. You never know what's going to happen at that point. But like,
never know.
I mean, you know, as of today, like, you know, that what's Fleek for you, like, your concerns now compared to your concerns last year at this time, like it's a little different.
1 minute, please. I just want to, man, John is talking cash shit. He said the South is the minimum. I'm quoting that shit.
Damn right.
The South is the minimum is the theme of the summer.
Yeah. The South minimum. Is the minimum. I like that. I like
the
that.
The South is the minimum. We putting that on the shirt.
I think Killer Mike would approve.
Yeah. Right.
A dying process and like good.
Hey, it is though. No, we were talking about earlier about waiting to have Liam when, you know, when we were like 8 years in.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you caught me off guard. I'm like, what are we talking about?
I was like, man, it is? That's crazy. What's up?
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No. I was just going to say, so I'm glad you asked me that because that's actually going to lead into my next question I actually have for y'all because, to be honest, now I'm thinking about how to build a Super Bowl team because, like you said, we just opened a win now window. I tweeted out the day before we did the deal. I said, if you sign Kirk Cousins, your Super Bowl window just opened and it's going to close not long from now. So you have to act in the next two or three seasons, right? So now my concern is I know we have offensive weapons. I know we have a lot of them. And I may just be scarred from Arthur Smith because Zach Robinson might be able to take what we have currently with Darnell Mooney, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan, and Rondale Moore and make something happen and make things prosper. But I still kind of feel like we need one more weapon because if you look at the NFL now and mostly the AFC teams, right, they're like loaded with speed or talent and they all or they mostly have QBs with at least elite traits. Maybe not all having elite QBs, but some of them have elite traits, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Buffalo Bills, the Bengals when Burrow can stay healthy, Kansas City, of course. New York has Aaron Rodgers now. So, like, there are quarterbacks in the AFC that are like, you have to score points to win. The NFC, we have a lot of offensive juggernauts like the San Francisco 49ers, the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles as well when they are hot. Like, we have offensive teams in the NFC as well, but I feel like it's not as harsh a walk. But if you're going to compete to win a Super Bowl, you have to be competing to beat the best team in the AFC as well. So build the defense, get you an edge, yes, especially at 8, I think. It's kind of where I'm landing right now. With the moves we made in free agency, you kind of got to address defense at 8 to me. But in that second round, man, there are going to be some decent receivers in that second round, some speedy receivers, some guys that are still solid route runners. I think we should take one of those guys too, because I feel like we need to be scoring 30 plus points a game in this NFL. That's just the way things are going now. And even last year, our defense was good. And, you know, Ben don't break a lot of times. There were games where they gave up a lot of points. And in the NFL, you have one playoff game. It's win or go home. So you kind of have to, if you're going to lack anywhere, like if we're going to lack at edge, seeing we haven't made any move there in free agency yet, you have to be able to cover for that in some way. And that means we have to be scoring points because at the end of games, that's going to bite us in the butt. Like if we're tight in games and we can't get to the quarterback late in the fourth quarter, that's going to be how we lose. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to overcompensate for that on the offensive side. So now, as opposed to last year, I'm just hoping Dez could actually get the ball to somebody, all the weapons we have. Now I'm like, okay, we got a guy that can get the ball to somebody. But for the first time, for some reason, now I'm like, do we have enough weapons? Or am I scarred by Arthur Smith not using the weapons we have? Or am I tripping? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we need to overpower the offense. That's my worry.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit Arthur Smith scar tissue probably there. But I mean, it's probably a combination because, you know, you saw Pitts not himself, you know, being injured and being like, you know, not at all, like just a shell of himself really. And then, you know, like outside of Drake, I mean, the receivers really didn't do much. I mean, Mac Hollins was like a non-factor completely. Kadarius Hodge every now and then would show up, you know, Scotty Miller Scotty Miller was probably the most missed receiver during the entire season as far as, like, the dude was open on several occasions and he was missed or not seen or whatever the case may be by both quarterbacks. But, yeah, so I think it's a little bit of both. But we'll talk about that that draft pick. Dave, appreciate you, buddy.
Dave, thank you, buddy.
And I got to get a sounder. Everybody's got a sounder for the Super Chat. That's pretty damn good. You could just record that. Yeah. Well, but I need to get some music or something. Anyway, Dave said this goes against my football DNA, but if Romo Odunze is available at 8, I would draft him, and I am a defensive guy. So here, and this is kind of like, so I was thinking about this today riding around, and I was like, man, what if, I mean, because every year, I've been wrong about the draft picks like every year. Like Fleek, we did the draft pick. We did the show last year. We were all like, man, Jalen Carter's, you know, like that's who we're probably going to take if he's there. Yep. You know, and it looked like, you know, he was there, you know, and we were all like, we were cool with Bijan, but we didn't really think Bijan was going to happen. You know, like it was kind of like that. Yeah. And like, nah, sorry. And then it happened and we're like, oh, shit. So like, right. I really have no idea what they're going to do. Like, I mean, the way Terry drafts, like, the whole BPA thing, and it depends on how it shakes down. Like you said with the quarterback thing, like, yeah, there's more than likely the top three quarterback. They're, number 1, 2, 3 is going to be quarterback, more than likely, right? Mm-hmm. And that's just what it's looking like. And then you have Marvin Harrison, you're going to have Joe Aulk, probably going to Tennessee because they need a freaking left tackle pretty bad. So you could have Rom, you could have Malik Nabers, like all those guys. And then, of course, you have the edges there. You know, like we could be set up to either take the best edge or our edge of choice, whichever that they pick. You know, they could even go CB. They could go corner right there if they want to really go Terrion Arnold, or they want to go Kenyon Mitchell. You know, whichever, whoever their guy is. Like, so we could trade back there a few spots. Like, there's a lot of possibilities at that spot. But I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, if they go wide receiver again and go 4 years in a row, go like an offensive weapon, and not address, like, how am I going to feel? Like, I'm going to support it, of course, because, like, again, we're all fans. And I'm not going to be mad about adding a talent like a Rome Odunze or a Malik Nabers. Like, I'm going to be excited at what they could do in this offense. But at the same time, like you said, if we don't address the edge, you know, which, I mean, you know, there's rumors out there about us being possible landing spot for Hassan Reddick if we trade for him. Now, if we trade for Hassan Reddick, yeah, you can talk as long as that doesn't involve the eighth pick. I'm more apt to be like, all right, you can give me a weapon at 8. But you know, that edge thing, that's still like, you know, you hope Bud Dupree signs back, you know, like, and there's still three guys that could, you know, we could probably restructure Lindstrom, Bates, and Jake Matthews to kind of open up some more money, you know what I mean, to do more things there. So like, I would understand the reasoning behind it, but like, I still like, because edges, like I've said it before, kind of like quarterbacks, you really don't know till they get into the league, like how they're going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a terrible, terrible track record of drafting edges, like terrible. Yeah, so like, and I know it's a different regime completely. So I shouldn't even put that on these guys. It's just the Falcons in general. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. Like I would be just fine. Like if they went, like I said, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Latu, any of those guys, I'm gonna be happy because they all got their pros, they all got their cons. You know what I mean? I'll be just fine. But you know, if they go receiver, I'm not sure my initial reaction will be. It's all gonna depend on how we set up this last bit of free agency that we have going on here. Which, by the way, we did re-sign, if y'all don't know, Kentavious Street's back on the roster, which is, I thought, it's a good signing. He played really well when he came over from Philadelphia last year, and it'll back up that interior pretty well because it'll be him and TQ, you know, backing up Grady and Onyemata. And then also looks like your boy Taylor is going to be the backup, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a question for y'all. Right, so I do have a question for y'all, and it was based off something Fleek just said. If we are successful at any stretch, we will not be picking early again. If Kirk is even playing what we have or what we think he can play, we will not pick early for like 4 or 5 years, right? Do y'all think that while we got 8, even though we need a defensive edge, we all know that's what we need. Do you get the quarterback if we got an edge? If we can get the edge, but man, we just got to, for insurance purposes, we just going to grab a quarterback now just in case Kirk get hurt again, or just in case we're not up here this close again. Which one would y'all do?
At 8?
Yeah, at 8.
At 8, I think in this draft, I will go edge 100%. Just because I think that the quarterback that will be there at 8 ain't the one. Because I'll tell you this, though, and I won't lie to you. It might sound crazy, but if Drake May fell to 8, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. No. But in a world that Drake May fell at 8, I would turn in that pick, I would sit him for two seasons, and then I would tell Kirk, hey, thank you for your services.
Appreciate you. Yeah.
100%. But since I don't think he'll be there, and that I think the quarterback that's most likely to be there, which J.J. McCarthy might not even be there now, but...
Yeah, if you believe some of the stories, apparently Washington possibly might view him as the guy, which, hey, go do your thing, Washington. Dan Quinn, you tear it up, buddy. Go take
you. You tear it up. And I heard New York might like him, too. The Giants.
New York, too.
So, man, I mean, but I will say this. I think we should take a flyer on a guy like Spencer Rattler in the third or fourth round.
I'd be fine with that. Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, Liam said there's no way that he's going to be as old as my dad is right now and starting in QB in 4 years. And then he said, all jokes aside, I know he trains me more than, I mean, look, I train pretty hard myself, not to be a quarterback,
right.
But I mean, we just threw outside and I threw pretty damn fast. I got to say, like for a 42 year old male, like I threw pretty fast.
Yeah.
So like, I just got to say, I mean, you know, I appreciate you, buddy. But, and Millie said, we just need Kirk to be the point guard. Kirk Ball, get the ball to these playmakers and watch them score. It's simple. Basically, that's what he – and that's kind of like – that's how Kirk said he views himself anyway. You know, he said in interviews that he views himself as a point guard. He just wants to distribute the ball, whether that's down the field, whether that's short passes. Well, he said he doesn't care if he's handing the ball off 35 times a game to Bijan. He's like, I'm going to be the best ball hand – you know, hand off the ball that you can possibly be. So, like, all right, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
But, it's just a I'm more for defense with that eighth pick for sure. Whether it's an edge or whether it's a corner, because like I said, you can't be too deep at that position. And like you said, Fleek, if you're in a one score game at the end of the game, like you've got to be able to get to the quarterback. You've got to be able to disrupt that timing. And we know, look, Harrison made some strides in the season. He's going to be somebody to watch out this year as well, but we don't have that alpha dynamic go get. And it's not saying one of these guys are going to be it either, but like it's just like quarterbacks. You got to bet on the highest traits, and these guys all have high traits and they all have, they're all athletic. They all have their, like I said, you know, guys of people smarter than me have said, you know, your comp for Dallas Turner is Von Miller. And they've said that your comp for Jared Verse is Josh Allen, you know, like like we said last week, I'll take either one of those guys. That's fine. And I haven't seen a comp for Latu yet, but watching his pro day and stuff like that, the dude has an insane hands. Like his tech, he's probably the best technician of all three of them.
It's just
a matter of like, is he got the other part of it? You know, can he do a bull rush and can he all the other things that go into it? Technique is amazing though. I will give him that. So. Yeah, I can't be mad at that. But and as far as, like you said, with QB, and you mentioned Fields. So Fields, if y'all don't know, got traded to Pittsburgh for a 2025 sixth-round pick, which can turn into a fourth-round pick if certain conditions are met. So, yeah, Fleek, what you said, I mean, we were all, you know, and none of us were like, yeah, Justin is definitely the answer. Like, none of us were, like, saying that. We said that. You know, I mean, Mike and I think you did too. Like, if that's their choice, okay, cool. That means they believe enough with what they've seen that, okay, he can actually progress even more in this offense and take it to the next level. Because what he did with the Bears, you know, he barely ran at Ohio State. Barely.
Right.
He threw a lot. Like, you know, and then they turned him into a Lamar Jackson-ish type of running quarterback. You know, that's basically what they did. Now, granted, his passing still is not where you need it to be, where you want it to be. And it could be, it's a combination of the offense, of himself just not being that good yet. So, like, you know, and it was, I think the reason like his value dropped is because his age, number one, like you said, is 24, but he's only got 2 years right. And then you got to make a decision. Are you going to pay him? So it's a tough spot for teams to be in. Are you going to bring him in and like hope that he works out for those 2 years? Then you break him off a large chunk of change. Or if you bring him in though, and he doesn't, then you kind of like, you look like you got pie on your face. Like, man, like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
You know, it's a perfect situation for him to go somewhere like Pittsburgh to back up somebody like Russell. You know what I mean? It's just funny that he's back with Arthur Smith, who chose not to take him. And now he's with Russell. It's hilarious. But who knows?
But you know what though? See, that's the thing. Now call me crazy, right? When Jalen Hurts had his MVP like season, did he win? He didn't win MVP though, did he? I don't think so.
Did he? No, he didn't.
Did he?
No, he
sure?
Did he win? I can't remember.
Go ahead. I'll look that up.
I remember when he was having his great season. You remember what I'm talking about? Not this past season, but the year before this past season. Mm-hmm. That jump kind of happened in one off season. So when you have a guy with raw traits like that, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought that maybe a team would take in Fields and not pick up his fifth year option and just see how he plays this year and then take that chance. I really thought that he could be a 1 year bridge or a guy that played well enough that that team felt comfortable enough to offer him a contract.
Man, I thought, and dog, and I will be real about it, I still think that we should have got Justin Fields. And I'll be honest, because he's the type of player with the type of talent that he could go to like another team and be totally different. Like than what you saw in Chicago. He might be, because he can do everything. So he might go somewhere else and be like, have the whole league like, how the fuck did we skip over this? Especially for a quarterback that can't run, who is older, who has been a choke artist to some extent. I would have just seen what Justin could, to me, can do way more. But like the reason I enjoy the Kirk pick, because that has to mean that you are like, we can win right now. And I like that confidence. Cause like the Justin thing is we make a win, but we're gonna see what he do down the line and see what like Kirk. Mm-hmm. And if you go get like an older guy, then it kind of means that's all we need. Yeah. And we should be able to do that. So when they got him, I'm like, I don't really like the pick. Then I just thought about it. And then John brought up the greatest point, Fleek. I've been thinking about this shit since he said it on the show. He said they won't be able to put 8 in the box. I have had dreams about that. When I hop in the morning, I get my coffee, I'm thinking about that. They won't be able to. I don't think y'all realize how big of a problem that is going to be.
Oh my God, Bijan and
you
Tyler
cannot put 8 in the box against Tyler and Bijan. Your ass is in a world of trouble. It was times they did put them in the box and we destroyed.
Yeah.
Now think about when you have to at least like honor the pass.
Yeah.
Because it was times where they just sold out. Wasn't nobody in the backfield. It's no sense. Yeah. It was times where they just sold out. We just waiting on the run because y'all can't throw. Just imagine if you got to honor it, if you at least have to pause and hesitate, I think we're going to give a lot of people a lot of problems. Marina, we're going to the Super Bowl! We're going
to the Super Bowl, mother...
Nah, hey, Mike, I 100% agree with you, bro. And I was going to say, too, when I sat and thought about Kirk Cousins in our situation, I felt like it made perfect sense for our general manager and head coach. For one, yes, Terry survived Arthur Smith getting the axe. But I know Terry didn't want to go in year 4 on another hopeful year at quarterback.
Right.
I know he didn't want to have to bet on the maybe anymore. Yep. I mean, not saying he would have got fired, but he's tired of having the hope that a young guy is going to show up for him. Like, he wants somebody that's established and like, okay, let me put you here and we're going to have a viable offense. And then Raheem Morris coming in, it being his second go-around, I said a long time ago, he's not going to let bad QB play be to his detriment again. He's not going to let that be his downfall again. Not going to happen. And he has familiarity with Kirk Cousins because he was on that Washington staff when Kirk Cousins got drafted. So it's like, when I sat back and thought about it, as far as comfortability and fitting in, then we think about the scheme that we're going to run, it just made all the sense in the world. It's like, I get that he's 30 season coming off an injury, but it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense. And if this fails, I think that Terry Fontenot will be able to look at himself and think, I really went for it, though. Like, it went bad, but I really went for it, and I'll go out like that. Instead of, I kept trying and trying to wish on a dream, and it never came true. You know what I'm saying?
He was the best like option available. He just was. He was the best option for the team that we have right now. He was. So even if you're not a huge fan, he don't blow you away, but he was the best option. And if Kirk, just imagine if he played like he played before he got hurt. Oh man, that could happen too now. So yeah, he could be putting up 30 plus points a game, and that's all we need him to do is play kind of. He could be at like 80%. And and with the talent we got, we can still score 30 plus. So if he had higher than that, we're gonna put up some numbers. And but I agree with y'all that it would help if we had whoever else, like if we had one more person. But if Kirk, here's what I'm saying. If the coordinator is what we think he is, we won't need another person.
That's true.
We have plenty if you know how to use the plenty. But if you not as good as you say you are, we kind of need one more threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like what Dave said about, you know, not buying Pitts as another wide receiver, and same thing with Philly, with Millie saying it too. Like, yeah, I don't see them. I'm sure he'll line up outside and probably get slot a few times, but I think they're going to want to use him more as a tight end, like, you know, and more, you know, and with the addition of Charlie Warner from, you know, the 49, we may have a lot of more two tight end sets this year than we've had.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so that actually may get, you know, that's fine. You know, that's no problem with that, you know, but that's the case. I mean, I don't see, even with the free agent additions that we made, I don't see any of those guys being a number two. Like maybe Mooney, like that's the closest one you got.
Yeah.
But like good route runner, fast as hell. But yeah, I can definitely see I would be really surprised actually if we did not take a receiver in the second or third or whatever type of round. Like Fleek said, it's a deep position issue. You can get a guy that can
is good as available, John.
Oh, hell yeah. This is a good year for receivers. Mm-hmm. Good year.
Okay.
And like Beasley just said, Ladd McConkey, if he's there in the second round, I would not hate that at all.
I'm telling you, he's the one.
Good name.
If Ladd McConkey, that is a great name. And I say this too, like, because we have 43, right?
Is it 43? Yep, 43, yep.
Hey, man. If Ladd McConkey gets to like 29, 30, and Terry's hearing a man, I hear that these teams like Ladd McConkey. I'm not gonna lie, I'd be willing to throw an extra fourth to somebody to go up to get Ladd McConkey. He's that good of a route runner, and he's a good blocker, and that's what we need. That's exactly the other things we need to plug into this system that I think that Zach Robinson is gonna bring to make this thing go. And we could really be on some high flying stuff if you get a guy like Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, Mike Ladd's kind of like, he'd be like your Julian Edelman type of guy.
Do need one of those.
I mean, he, like I said, he can block, he can do, he's fast, he's quick. He was making people look just dumb when his one-on-ones. I mean, like, just make it embarrassing them. So, I mean,
now we needed to keep Ridley.
Dude, signing that big deal with Tennessee,
bro. Right. He would have helped us so much. Right now,
broke off, man. Jalen said we should make a move for Justin Jefferson. That would probably mean our eighth pick going away. I can't see them doing anything.
Oh, and
I would throw that eighth pick so fast.
I would throw the eighth pick too. I would throw the eighth pick too.
For him, yeah.
But the thing is, do you know how much money Justin Jefferson is about to get paid?
Oh man,
he is the best receiver in the NFL, like bar none. That man, he turned down a $30 million contract apparently. 30 million plus like per year. So that's like
crazy.
That's insane money. I doubt that we can afford that with Kirk.
At the peak of it. That's crazy.
Crazy.
No, I know. Travis Arthur Smith was not willing to evolve when his offense plan wasn't working. His ego stayed in the way. You ain't lying, dude. I mean, after the we thought after the bye week, like, okay, we're gonna see some changes here that make sense. And it wasn't a damn thing changed.
It was so frustrating.
Just said defense.
John said, "I will never forget it." He said he probably gonna stare at his playbook. He's gonna go through it. He'll evaluate it, and he'll probably take out the plays that haven't been working, like analytically. And that man came right back after that bye with the
same shit. Like, this has worked 2% of the time, but damn it, I know this was gonna be it.
Defensive, possibly trade back. I'm gonna tell you why I'm not going against the defense again. Last year, I remember we was all worried about the defense. We all kept saying the defense, but the offense gonna put up the offense. And then the offense was the worry, and the defense was sure. You were sure, man, bro, they gonna keep us in the game for sure. If y'all would just right. So I'm not doing that with my defense again. I think my defense will be just fine. I'm not gonna do that.
Nice.
Yeah, but you know what? That trade back, I honestly, like if you have a chance to do that, like if you know if the first seven picks line up kind of perfectly, you know, where you're in a spot where like you're the Falcons and you're okay with a Verse, you're okay with a Turner, you're okay with one of those, like, because one of those guys are going to be there if you trade back two or three spots. They're one of those guys mm-hmm. is still going to be there. So if you're okay yeah. getting one of those spots and you can pick up a third or a second, like all day long, like I'm just fine with that.
Speaking of John, I got a great question for y'all. I just thought of this. Because y'all would know and I wouldn't, but this is a great question. Who in the draft is a great player who's gonna go top 10 for sure? But due to the way the teams could draft, he possibly could fall to 8 and it will blow your mind and you say, oh my God, he fell to 8. We gotta pull the trigger. Who is that to you?
I honestly don't think any of the QBs are falling. I don't think any of the QBs.
It don't gotta be a quarterback, but just who could be that 8 that will blow your mind and be like, oh, we gotta, if he fell to 8, we gotta do this.
For me personally, it's Malik Nabers. I like him a lot. That's my favorite prospect in the draft. He plays receiver. He's the receiver for LSU. He's like wide receiver 2 in the draft. 3 maybe. I think a lot of people put Romo Odunze over him. Mm-hmm. But Malik Nabers is so smooth in and out of his routes. So fast. He has a second and a third gear. And like when you look at him, you look at his stature, you don't think, oh, he's a speedster. But that guy, like when he gets the ball in his hands, he can make anything happen. And I think you drop that in his offense, it's insane. It's over. Like that's my guy. And that's the thing. Like I want to go defense at 8. I want to go defense at 8. But if his name was still available,
then you get it.
I would side eye, bro. I would really think very hard about getting Malik Nabers.
They gonna call Fleek on that red phone. You know that red phone. They gonna be like, he is available.
Well, I think it's like Dave said too. With like you know. Well, actually, no. Well, first of all, Wallace, I think with Kurt taking 18, I feel like they're going to have something in here up their sleeve. If Nabers is still on the board, like you were just saying, with our 8th pick, they could draft him because he wears number 8 and Pitts gets his 84. That could be possible.
That'd be nice.
What Dave's saying here, I hear you, John. This time I would not be disappointed because they need to maximize this investment in Kirk. And that's the only reason why I would not be mad if they did go receiver. I would understand it because, you are basically just – you're making a powerhouse offense where you better be scoring 30 plus points a game, you know, and you're relying on your defense and what you got. Like I get it. Like I said, if that's your plan, all right, fine. You know, the defensive lover in me though, still really wants an edge or really, because we haven't drafted an edge in a long time. That's been productive. Like maybe what Patrick Kearney was, I mean, that's a long ass time to really draft a productive edge.
Underrated.
You know, I mean, Abraham came here on the trade, you know, I mean, like, so like, I, it's just,
dang.
I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mind blowing, right? You know, Beasley said we need a defensive man. Yeah, it would be. And Hassan Reddick would be a splash. What about it? And if you look at the top 8 picks, man, so Bears, Washington, and New England, they're going to take QBs. We'll in this scenario, we'll say that, right? The Cardinals, likely, I would think Marvin Harrison's the play there. They need receivers badly. And, you know, he's the best one on the board. Probably go that way. The Chargers at 5. How do you see the Chargers going, Fleek? What do you think?
It's tough to say. If I were the Chargers, I would go Malik Nabers. I know I sound like what I just said. I would go Malik Nabers. They just lost Keenan Allen. They just lost Mike Williams.
Yep.
Like I said, everything I just said about Malik Nabers on the Falcons, he would do in LA with Justin Herbert. Like, bro, you got to give Justin Herbert his guy. I think that's like pairing Burrow up with Ja'Marr Chase. I really do. I think you have to make that move if you're the Chargers.
So, okay, though. So we'll say one of those receivers off the Giants at 6. And the Giants could go. I've heard way different things on that. Like you said earlier, we heard the freaking JJ McCarthy possibility. You know, they could go tackle there with Joe Alt. You know, possibly they could. There's different ways they could go there. And then the Titans, that's where I likely would think Joe Alt's going to go because, again, they need that position pretty bad. They got us. Then we have us. So, like, you know, one of those receivers would probably be the ones I'd be surprised to still be there if that's, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll have a discussion to make. You know, like, do we go this way or not? And yeah. Dave said, have you given some thought to Spencer Rattler? Yeah, you know what? And Spencer Rattler, I'll give our, I mean, we got to give our boy Stephen Hera a shout out, because he mentioned Spencer Rattler, what, a month and a half ago? As far as like being a guy he was looking at, something like under the radar type of dude, and cannon for an arm, you know, shaky decision making, but it got better this last year. So yeah, dude, if you want to take him later in the draft, I'm totally fine with it, man. I'll be okay with it.
Skipping over Bo Nix, and I'm telling you, I got a feeling there. I got a feeling.
I could be wrong. Funny story. Oh my bad.
No, I just think Liam's still talking shit here about my arm. I don't understand why, because like it's a pretty good arm, dude. Like, I mean, like, if I have got to go to his practice facility and get on a radar gun, like, I will do it. Like, I will do it. I'll report back. Anyway, go ahead. That's sorry. Hilarious.
No, I was going to say on Spencer Rattler right quick, the funniest thing, y'all know Hunter from the podcast. Mm-hmm. He's a SC fan, right? So, like, throughout the season, he would send the same little gif in a picture of Spencer Rattler. He'd be like, look, I'm just saying. And we always like, bro, get out of here. Ain't nobody worry about old Spencer Rattler. And he kept saying throughout the year. And so now we're all looking at him. We're like, you know what? Like, in the third, I mean, he's like, nah, don't jump on the train now. Don't jump on the train. I'm like, bro, you might be on to something.
Travis at the NFL website says that Latu's comp is TJ Watt. So if that's the case, yeah, sure. Any three of those guys, I'm totally fine with.
That would be insane.
You look at the guys after us, the Bears, Jets, Vikings, and Broncos. I could see the Vikings wanting to move up. I could see the Broncos wanting to move up. You know, if they were trying to get to a certain quarterback or a player, something like that. I mean, so yeah, there could be some movement there for sure. I mean, that's a very much a possibility. He said Justin Fields could have sat for 2 years behind Kirk. Yeah, I think that would have created too much controversy bringing in Fields and Kirk. That would have been like – I don't think Kirk would have went for that. I'd have been like – he'd have been like, yeah, you know what? Nah, I don't think that doesn't
say that's a lot of money too, because you would have been paying Kirk
$50 million
and Justin Fields next year, 25.
25, I think. Yeah, that would have been too much money.
That would be too much money.
Yeah. They said I'm in the minority, but I think Hassan Reddick's a bit overrated. I think his production – what the Eagles is predicated on who we play with. And that's not a bad take. I mean, look, that defensive line is stacked full of guys, man. So, like, you don't really know. I mean, you put a guy in a different situation. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, we had an underwear model that, you know, from the Vikings years ago that, you know, same thing. He was fantastic up there, came here and just.
Hey, dog, I really want people to comprehend that sometimes if a play is really good, it's because he's on that team at that specific time with that specific coach, with that specific coordinator. And sometimes when the play is really bad, it's because he's on that specific team at that specific time with that specific coach, with that specific coordinator. If you were to give them, that's why I'm saying Desmond Ridder could go somewhere and be totally different than you saw him here. It does happen. It does happen with a lot of players. Like, they go and they play with somewhere else with a new system, and you'd be like, where was this person? And he was always there. He just probably wasn't being used to his strengths or being used correctly. That's all it is. But that does make a big difference.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Hey, hold. I didn't see that. I was talking. Boy, hey, wait a minute.
I was waiting
on it. You reel it in, Beasley. You reel it in. He said, Kirk is very underrated. I can make an argument. He might be better than Matt. Don't you do it. Matty Ice going to ring Hall of Fame. Don't you do that.
Don't you do it.
Millie Mills, he should have a Super Bowl ring, but I won't get it in that. Millie said, and also it was rumored that Chicago didn't want JF in the NFC at the same time. Yeah, they might didn't want to play against Justin. He'd had that chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, I agree.
Dog, I'm so surprised. He balled out last year, and I thought he increased his value substantially. And just for what he traded, it's like he didn't.
You know what's crazy? It's almost, and I understand the money thing and having to pick up the fifth-year option, but I couldn't believe that nobody wanted to take a chance on him.
Nobody.
A young guy with those raw, like
he was balling.
Yeah, I mean, I get what he is as a passer. He has a lot to fix, but man, if he fixes that. He's everything. I mean, he's one of the best, if not the best, rushing quarterback in the NFL. Him and Lamar Jackson, of course. Lamar took a little bit of a step back this year. I think he was kind of trying to keep his rushing attempts lower. Yeah. But like, I mean, Justin Fields is an amazing runner at least. And I mean, like, if that's his floor, I mean, you could, in a right situation, you could piggyback that to win a bad division. Mm-hmm. Like, and if he could, if you got a guy that you, and I just thought with the amount of QB coaches we have on the staff, the guys that we do have on the staff, I thought this would be the perfect place for him to be if it was going to ever work. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Pittsburgh is that place for him, that he can get that development and come out on the second half of his career and ball out.
You know? Hey, dog, here's why I really wanted Justin, mainly because Kirk is the guy who's going to get 8 out of the box, and I love that. But you would have had to be so scared of Justin running. You would have had to respect that. The playbook expands tremendously. The one thing I'll say about Matt Ryan, when he left, the only good part for me that he was gone was I was like, the playbook it'll double in size if you get a running quarterback. Like, you can't, like, you know, Matt Ryan is not running, so you don't even gotta. But I'm like, when you got a running quarterback, the play, who knows what's about to happen? So you gotta have your head on the swivel. So that was the only thing. But Kirk can throw so damn good, he might not have to run. So that was the hope. A pretty good thing. Yeah, he can throw that's damn good.
And yeah. Quick. I mean, a quick release, get it out. I mean, get it out. You know,
and he's really accurate. He can throw the football. And he throws deep passes extremely well. Kirk can throw that football, so he don't really need to throw on the run. He don't need to scramble. He going to drop back like 3 steps and let the ball go. And
Yeah, and I can make an argument that there's a better chance of Justin getting hurt than Kirk getting hurt because
I can make that argument. Yeah,
because I mean, you could almost guarantee just based on his career so far, like he's going to miss 2 to 4 games a year, mm-hmm. you know, just based on what's happened so far, you know. And that's rough, you know what I mean? After you know, you, depending on who your backup is, you know, and like
bring tail in, he throw for 4 touchdowns, 400 yards. He the starter now. He go to the Super Bowl, then he get hurt. Who? I don't know who he gonna get as the third string. Who can we call? Uh oh. Your number 2 he's in the building because he in the sports booth. He just ripped the blaze off. He got the jersey on for some reason already under. Then he just come right out. 2 minute drill.
So like a Disney movie.
He leads us to the promised land. No, I'm just excited for our weapons, though. Like, I know Drake London is excited. I know Kyle Pitts is excited. Bijan ready to eat. Man, when they talked to Bijan and he was reading them comments, he was like, oh, man, you sold my fantasy team. You made me sad. He's like, man, I was sad, too. They on NBC, they asking him, man, you know, we don't think you were used well in these situations. Blah, blah, blah. You know, Bijan, he's such a wholesome guy. He's so, he's like, oh, man, you know, I understand. I was crying with y'all sometimes. He's let it kind of be known. He put up over 1,400 all-purpose yards, and he still feels like that's not even close to my potential. So I know he's excited, too.
He's got to be.
I'm going to tell you why I'm really excited. I don't think we've seen the top of Kyle Pitts' potential or Bijan Robinson.
Yep.
I don't think that we've seen – Kyle at full capacity or Bijan. That's going to be something to see.
Yeah, I mean, like all of those guys. I mean, you got to look at who they've been having. This is going to seem just amazing for them. Like to have Kirk throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And you're like, my God, I was open and he threw it right to me.
Shit.
It was weird.
That's been a surprise.
Yeah. He threw it in front of me so I could catch it and keep running. It was weird. It's like he knew where I was going.
He led me in everything. I was ready to reach behind my back.
I was about to turn around.
Yeah, I mean, like it's I mean, that's gonna be fun for us to see because it's been. I mean, like you know, you have good quarterback play for so long, you take it for granted after a while, and you just because that's just what you expect, and all of a sudden it's gone. You're like, damn, like we really had something good there. That's that we don't have.
Oh, you really start to have some thoughts you never had before. It was for the last 2 years, it would be like, let me say like third and I say sixth. And I was thinking to myself, how the hell are we going to get this? Like, how could we possibly, because I knew it ain't gonna be a throw. So what are we? How are we gonna do this? Is it gonna be screen pass? Remember, you almost knew. My God, he cannot throw 6 yards. It's not gonna be a completion for a first down. And if we got behind, the game was over. So it's like, because I know we can't like throw to catch up if we're running out of time. Kirk can throw to catch up, and you can't put 8 in the box. And we see Kyle Pitts will be healthy. Bijan will be used correctly. We got brand new coach, brand new coordinator. Drake going to be Drake. Drake will be draking again. We will have a new number 2, brand new number 3. And we still got Tyler back there. Please don't forget the old reliable. Don't forget the gray sweatpants. Don't forget the gym gray sweatpants. And we still got them. And if we get an edge, I mean, I'm gonna say this every year, but we going to the Super Bowl. That seems to be a good recipe. We should be. I'm gonna tell you what I love about our fan base, the podcast, and all the creators was that we were sad at like the end of the season. I remember we was all like, man, this team is shambles. We don't know what's happening. This, who knows when we going. And like a month after that, everybody's attitude was like, oh man, we going to Super Bowl. Like, we go undefeated. Like, we will win the Super Bowl next year. Like John just said, the South is the minimum. Everybody's attitude changed. We was just like, we in shambles. It's over. We don't know what's happening. It was people checking out. If you go on Twitter, I'm not a fan of the team no more. I'm leaving. And just in a short while, we all like, dog, we got a legitimate chance to literally win the Super Bowl. That's awesome, man.
Yep. Oh, and install power. So stop it with the wide receiver talk. I hear you, dude. I hear you. But with Terry and these, you have to bring it up because it's a possibility. Yeah. It is a possibility. Like I said, I personally would not do it. I would personally want to go edge, but you know, like,
yeah,
I'm not going to be like shocked if they don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think anybody else should be the two. We said, would y'all take a chance on Tre'Davious White? I think I probably would if the price is right.
I think so. Did he not sign somewhere, or was he just on a visit?
Dude,
I think
hard to
something
up,
happened
bro.
With him today.
It's hard to
he
keep
did
up,
something
yeah.
with the Jets. It's so much going on. And I will say, on the offensive side, shout out to spacing and route concepts now. Oh my gosh.
Man,
it's gonna open the field up so much more for our weapons, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, the spacing should be better.
And I'll say this too, and I'll say please no corner either. I will, like, the reason I would say edge is because that's not as deep as some of the other positions are. Like, corners fairly deep, receivers pretty deep. When you get past the top three edges, like, you know, you then you get to like Chop Robinson, Darius Robinson, you know, good players. Can y'all hear? Freaking
yes.
Kane, like, about to eat yeah. somebody, like,
you're going crazy,
ridiculous,
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that drop off. Not to say that they won't be good, because it could be like we see later round pass rushers that blow up. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, Bryce Huff was somebody I wanted to get from the Jets. You know, was not even drafted. You know, and the dude was a monster rushing the passer. So like, you never know. But like, as far as looking at it from here, the drop off is quite a bit. So that's why I would take one of those high end edges. You know, personally, you know, mm-hmm. at 8. Yeah. But who knows, man? And Ezra said O-line, and he's not lying either. Like, that still bothers me. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I mean, McGarry still worries me, man, when it comes to pass protection. Like, I mean. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Jake's not, I mean, he's getting older. Like, it's either this year or next year, we have to start like preparing for that next guy mm-hmm. at left tackle. So, you know, center, I mean, you know, like, I guess I'm okay at center for now. You know, like, he improved last year, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's still some things on the offensive line that we could get better mm-hmm. at for sure. So,
here's why I'm saying we have to have the edge, because, we was playing against no-name quarterbacks. And what it proved to me was, it no matter who the quarterback is, if he got all data, you know what I'm saying? He still is a professional quarterback. So if he mm-hmm. got all day, he will find somebody open. So and it was times we was playing against people I'd never heard of. I didn't know who the man was. And I guarantee you he didn't sell one jersey. like he hasn't sold a jersey, and
yeah.
so it's his own is the like the one of his kind. So it's like, how's he beating us? But like I said, if you give him all day, I mean, he's a professional quarterback. He's gonna find somebody. Yeah. So you got to get some form of pressure. And shout out to Grady being back. Y'all forget we didn't have him.
Yes.
So that's why it was kind of looking. Grady will be back, one of the best in the league. Don't you never forget that.
Yeah. How would you feel about Jordan Travis?
In the sixth, I would take Jordan Travis. That's a guy that's coming off an injury, especially because this person is going to have to sit for 2 years at least. So he's going to get fully healthy. He's going to get his mechanics back down. And Jordan Travis was pretty good this past season. Florida State was on a heater. Like, they went undefeated and missed the playoffs because he got injured. And
no, if y'all hit on this quarterback from the sixth round, man, y'all the ghost. If y'all can call out a QB that we take or whoever take in the sixth round and he turned out to be something, y'all some ghosts.
That's only if we don't take one like third, fourth, whatever. Like if they go another direction and they want to get like, you know, him and late, like, yeah.
Nobody want Bo Nix.
Hey, yeah. There you go. Billy said.
Come on, Millie. That's perfect time. Johnny Yates threw me right up. Jesus. Mike, Bo Nix would be a star. I've been trying to tell. He just seemed like he could do everything. That's what nobody want Bo Nix. Why is that? Back
I'm
up.
I'm going to tell you my thing with Bo Nix, bro. You know, I'm a Crimson Tide.
Because he went to Auburn.
He's about to drag him.
And I saw his Auburn days, bro. I saw what that looked like. And I know he's a different guy now. And that's probably not fair. But he was an Auburn Tiger, and at the time, he stunk really, really bad. So he's better now, but I just can't get it burned out. It's burnt in my memory. I can't not see him doing bad, making boneheaded decisions in an Auburn Tiger uniform. I can't unsee it.
He's the perfect example of going to a different system and just – I mean, not to mention he got older, but he is – not to mention that now, he isn't old. Like, he's like – what, he need 25, 26? Like, he's up there.
I think he's 25. I think he'll be 25 by the time the season starts. I think.
Yeah. So it's like he's not a young, you know, rookie. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, but yeah, either way.
That was another reason I was surprised Fields didn't get a chance either, because he's 25 and you have guys like Michael Penix that's gonna be 25, I think. Him that's gonna be 25. I can't remember the name we just said. For some reason I know who we're talking about. You have multiple quarterbacks that are coming in, Bo Nix, that are going to be like 25 years old, the same age as Fields. Not the money, of course, like you said, John, that's going to be a big part as well, because that's multiple resources that you're giving up for that chance.
Yep, exactly. Millie said Lamar needs to upgrade his effort badge to Hall of Fame. That's your team. Use those legs and make it happen like you used to after the media and the coordinator win by any means. Yeah, I mean,
you got to use your best skill, dog.
Well, what's his name? Who was the coordinator that left for the Ravens?
That left?
Yeah. I can't think of his name, but he was running him to death. Like, he was going to get him killed. Roman.
Greg Roman.
Yeah, Greg Roman. He was going to get him. The way he called that offense, like, he didn't believe he could throw. I think he was just like, you know, you make your read, you take off. You know, like, that was pretty much it, you know.
Yeah.
And they said, guys, I'm so sick of hearing edge rushers. I'm sick of it, man. It's almost like this has become the Falcons' identity. Let's build despite of that. No, I think possibly just because we haven't hit on it. So it's just like we keep waiting to hit on it at one day, you know, whether it be, like I said, like it's always been a problem. Like it's been like every year we're talking about pass rush every year. Yeah, like last year we got above 40 sacks and it was great. But like, you know, that's just, you know, like that's you.
And I'll be honest, bro. Here's why we got to deal with that. I don't know if it's ever cold in the morning. I do this. You should not do this. It's cold in the morning sometimes, and I don't like to just sit in the car when it warm up. So it's sometimes where it's all frosted. I start the car up and be like, I'm going to just start driving. I got to put my head out the window. I see the little small space in the front. I'm driving. Like, I could kill a person or hurt myself, but it's like that when I tell you. It's like you can't, like, you can drive like that, but you shouldn't. So we can succeed without – pressure, but dog, it is almost excruciating to watch, because like I said, anybody could be the quarterback sometimes. It's sometimes they just sitting back there and they throw for 300, 400. It's like, come on, man, this dude ain't nobody. He throwing for 400 yards, but that's because he could go one, nope, two, three, then back to one, then the two again. Like, dog, he'd have made five reads. Yeah. That's ridiculous. So that's why yes, we can win without it, and we proved that. But we can't win a Super Bowl without it. That's not happening.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, whether you get pressure from the inside out, doesn't matter. You just have to get that pressure, whether it's one way or the other, you know. And it's like, I mean, if Malone could get on the field, let Malone go, man. I mean, AK, I mean, what's he going to do in this type of defense?
Let him go. I mean, man, Zach let Harrison, Troy go.
Yeah, look, like I said earlier,
just wind the toys up and let him go.
Yeah. I said earlier in the show, I mean, Zach Harrison coming off, you know, a decent, good rookie year. Then you got Troy coming back. You don't know how they're going to use Troy. Caden Ellis maybe used as a pass rusher.
That's the thing. If we get a edge one in here, like a solidified dog, I think that immediately changes the whole energy in our whole entire room, because everybody gets not pushed down a slot. And in those positions, those guys are feasible. They're workable. Like, we have pieces, but we don't have that dog, the one guy that you know can get it when you have to get it. Like, we need one of those.
Yeah, and what that does for the other guys. Like, if you got a guy that you have to have a tackle and you got to have somebody chip him as well, then you're freeing up a Caden Ellis or a Troy Anderson or an inside guy or whatever. Like, you know, we haven't had that type of guy that's, you know, demanded a double team in a long time. You know, so like it's been a bit. What's going on, Raymond?
If I put on 200 pounds, I could do it. I don't know how long it would take me to put on 200 pounds.
Exactly. What's going on,
Raymond? Let's go, dog. I'm really excited about next season, man.
Me too. So we'll get a few more points and we'll get out of here tonight, man. So real quick, the 2022 QB class, pretty gross how they ended up. So. Number one overall. The only first round pick in that draft, Kenny Pickett, traded, right? Gone.
Yeah.
Malik Willis, third round. We don't know what he's going to be. Obviously, still backing up, you know, in Tennessee. Desmond Ridder, traded, third round. Sam Howell, fifth round, traded. Matt Coral, however you say it, now playing for the UFL and the Birmingham Stallions. Bailey Zappi, no. And Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, the only damn good quarterback. As of now, out of that whole draft. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is crazy. And then the 21 class, you know, was Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Matt Jones, and Trevor Lawrence is the only semblance of a starting quarterback right now. Because, I mean, things can change, but damn, it's just that's how crazy the quarterback. And that thing is, like, teams need quarterbacks so bad they end up overvaluing them sometimes, and they'll jump up and take a guy sometimes that they never should have took, you know. So it's a tough shot, man. It's a tough one. But
yeah, like I said, but if we're looking,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say the 2021 draft is like more surprising to me, because that's five QBs in the top 15 picks,
isn't it?
And four of them just haven't worked. Literally four out of the five. I think in 2022, the league was kind of knew, because the second quarterback, Desmond Ridder, wasn't taken until the third round. That's never – quarterbacks usually get pushed way up the board for need, and teams are just like, no, we're not drafting these guys. And then they all fail. So I think the league was just taking flyers on these guys at points. They weren't investing monumental capital in those guys. So with them flopping so far, I could kind of see that. I kind of saw that. I had hope for Desmond Ridder, of course. But like that 2021 class, if you told me at that time that four out of those top five guys would not be with their team right now. Well, Zach Wilson's still with the Jets, I think, but he's like seeking.
Yeah, seeking a trade, yeah.
Like, man, if you would have told me that, I would be shocked.
Mm-hmm. And I do it, Millie. I hear you, but here's the thing: I got no problem if we take Bo Nix. It just depends on where. Okay. Like, if he's later on, like, I'm good with it later on. I'm not spending eight on him. I'm not spending eight on him. I don't want to spend 43 on him. Like, I'd rather go.
Damn, John and Fleet. Come on, man.
I'm good.
No. Y'all like, if it's like 328, like, man, get the man if he's still there.
No, that'd be fine. Like I said, later on in the draft, no problem with it at all. Because, he could end up being something good for sure. And lastly, man, Chase Young signs with the Saints for a guaranteed $13 million. I'm not even sure where they're getting this money from, but they guaranteed $13 million 1 year. I'm cool with it because you know, he was one guy when I did the edge rushers video that I was like, and I haven't been impressed with Chase Young since he came in the league. Like I said, I know he got hurt, but the effort that hadn't been there, the production hasn't been there. So, I mean, give me Bud Dupree one more year, to be honest with you. Like, yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at.
His mode will never go off.
I mean, I just, you know, I could be wrong. Look, he could go off. He could go off with the Saints and be a different guy. Who knows? But, I mean, I don't have that much faith in him, man. Like, he just hadn't shown it. So, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever, man. He can chill.
No, I mean, the same way. If he was going to come here, I'd have been like, I think he could be used great. I think he's going to be great. But since he's chose to go with the Saints, I think he washed up. I think he's overrated. And I think he's overpaid. And I don't think he's going to be a good fit. So, see? Yeah.
I think Dave the Falcoholic said the same where he was like, if he came to the Falcons, be like, oh, this is a great addition. He's in a rush.
Yeah, I would have fit.
Yeah. The Saints, no, he's a bum. He's overrated.
Yeah, he's overrated. A bum. I'm going straight like that. I'm that biased. I would have gave him praise, but now you just washed up and overpaid. He better save his money. He going to be out the league in about 2 years.
Yeah. And like there that comment is. We just saw, too, he's having neck surgery, too. So, like,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. Exactly. And lastly, our boy Daniel Flick had an article put out, and from Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, said basically the Falcons had a backup plan in case they did not land Kirk Cousins and be good heavy on defense. And it would be like a Danielle Hunter and a Chris Wilkins type of addition, if you could pull off both of those guys. Now, Wilkins got broke off, you know, a giant contract from the Raiders. Mm-hmm. We obviously went after Hunter and it didn't work. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're just telling me flat out, like you guarantee me those two guys, what are you doing, Fleek? If you guaranteeing me Hunter and Wilkins, are you taking that or are you taking Cousins?
And the options are who the options were. I would take.
Because with that scenario, we could have went and got Fields if you want to go that direction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I would went and got Justin Fields and took
those two guys.
Yeah, because I wanted Danielle Hunter really, really bad, and Christian Wilkins. I didn't even realize that he was available until like those talks started, and I was like, whoa! Like, if you can get him, I would have did that 9 times out of 10. I would have looked at it and I'd be like, you know, nah, let's get Christian Wilkins and Danielle Hunter. Yeah.
Mike, you seem like you're pondering it.
Yeah, I think I would have done that, and I'd have got Justin Fields or Bo Nix. Cause like, and I know this is probably – I could regret saying this because I have for 2 years in a row, but I don't feel like with the talent we have, I need an exceptional quarterback. Like, I need him to be competent and decent. But also, that may be a very stupid statement because I've said that for 2 years in a row, and they went and got a low level. Oh no, you said you need him here, right? And he underperformed. And then I was thinking, damn, I need a good quarterback. So, but the thing is, I do believe this. The first thing, if I'm a coach or a GM or whatever, I just think the most important thing in the sport is the offensive line. That has to be priority one. Two is the defense, and then three you come to like the offense if you want to go to quarterback or running back, whatever you need to do. But that will be my order of importance, because the defense, you're gonna have to play Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. There's no way around it, and you better have people that can pressure Patrick Mahomes. So that, for that reason alone, you got to go. You better have a defense, or it's gonna be like 100 to 100, and it's everybody gonna be sweating and exhausted, and it's gonna be the fourth overtime. We don't got time for this shit. Okay, we need a defense. So I would have went defense, and then Justin Fields or Bo Nix.
All right. Well, what you just said is an entire reason I would stay with Kirk Cousins, because I am not taking the mediocre quarterback again.
You're not doing that again. See what I'm saying?
These last 2 years have messed me up.
No, Terry feel like that. It's what Fleek was saying.
Because we were told, we're like, hey, we just need an average guy to run this offense. We'll be good to go. Like, no, we don't. We like Arthur doesn't need an average.
Say less. Average would be fair. Say less.
Average. Got you. Heard
so
you.
Yeah, no, so yeah, for me, no, I'm still going Kirk because it's the most important position on the field. He can distribute the ball how we need to. We can still go get an edge rusher with our topic if we want to, or we get one later on and, you know, hope for the best because, yeah, I'm just not doing it, man. I would love those guys, but, like, yeah, I'm still going to go with Kirk on that one, man. And in our gamers said, talk about QBs going from college to the pros. Yeah, the past two excellent QBs both played Super Bowl this year and on draft day, no one saw them come with Mahomes and Purdy. 100%. 100%. Yeah. Like, you just don't know, dude. It's just the hardest thing to project into the – we say it all the time. I mean, it's just the hardest position to project into the next level, man. That's one of his downfalls. He's not great at reading the field, you know, which is – oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart, boys. There you go.
Appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate you guys, man. Lisa, what's cracking?
Lisa, what up?
It's good. It was good.
Ponder replay.
Yeah, man. All right. So, hour and 30, we're at our time limit now. So, we can
hold on, John. I got to do one. I got to do one underrated because this is important. Go ahead. It's, I don't like snacks and candy and shit like that. I do like Skittles from time to time, but I don't really eat a lot. I'm going to tell y'all what y'all got to try. And this is childish, but this is you go in the grocery store and they got, you know, tricks like the other, like the tricks up for kids, cereal. But they made cereal bars like granola, but it's not healthy at all. But they cereal bars and they in a red box. When I tell you, oh my God, this is epic. Listen, that's where I'm going right when the show goes. I'm going to the grocery store before it closes to grab a box. Like, these are awesome. And I haven't had tricks since I was a child. And the bars are awesome. They taste just, and on the back is white. So it's like milk and cereal. It tastes like a bowl of cereal. And I got a bad stomach, so I can't have milk. I mean, this is the next best thing. I mean, Trix cereal bars. I don't, Walgreens, Walmart, Target, go get a box of those. They are amazing. So look, Publix got them on sale. They know that I'm going right to Publix. I'm getting two boxes now that you talk. All right. Hey, I'm telling you, Trix cereal bars, and I know it's not healthy. I'm talking about for a snack. It is a amazing snack. It just is epic.
Trix cereal bars. Nice. I'll do a quick underrated, man. And Michael appreciate this because he saw the photo. AI headshots, buddy. Like,
if you
need a headshot, like for your LinkedIn or for your whatever the hell you need, man, do an AI. Don't go somewhere and get it taken professionally and spend a bunch of money. Just do $5, whatever the hell this app was, man. You do different angles of your face, man. Like, tell him, Mike.
John sent me a picture, and John, he looked like a billionaire lawyer for corporate America. That's like, I'm not being funny. He was in a suit. I thought John was rich. I thought he hit the lotto overnight and got a makeover. But I'm gonna be honest. It looked so real. Like, you couldn't have convinced me John wasn't in the suit. Like, he just told me it was him with what did you call it? AI, artificial intelligence or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he just loaded his face into this program. And I mean, that is an amazing program. I'm scared. It scared me because I'm like, man, I could get framed for a crime. And they'd be like, he is on the tape. And I was they could just put my face on me. It'll look like me with my tattoos and everything. I was never there. So it just scared me for a minute, but it was absolutely amazing what John did. It looked like a famous person. It looked good.
The only thing it did was it gave me a little bit thicker hair, which I am super jealous of. So, like, I'm thinking about doing some hair like replacement therapy now. But other than that, awesome. I'll send it to you, dude. You'll be like, oh my God, what the hell? Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So,
yeah, I got to see that.
Yeah, LA Rams says, hey, we appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Talking LA Rams. That's the,
Yeah, that's, man.
I got to get back to Publix and load it. Yeah, just give me some drive through. Tricks, dude. I ain't had Tricks since a child, man. That them cereal bars was something else. I predict that Sam Howell will be the next franchise. Okay.
Hey, I don't hate that. Dave. I don't hate that at all. It'll be good. All right, guys. We'll get out of here, man. We'll thank y'all in the chat, man, for coming in tonight, hanging with us so late. We'll be back next Tuesday, probably same time, 8:15. We'll have some new stuff to talk about more. Like, we're gonna do a mock draft eventually. We may do a mock draft. Now, I'm not sure we'll do it next week, but we're gonna do it soon. Fleek, if you gotta come back. Whenever we do the mock draft, you gotta come back because you help Mike out because Mike doesn't keep up with college. So we gotta have somebody else who does college on the show with us.
Got you.
Before we go,
and the draft is coming up, man. We got almost to a month.
And, mm-hmm. and yeah, exactly. And it's not official yet, but it's we'll just tell you it's official. We're all going to be on a draft show together. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's the name. If that was, this is going to happen. So, yeah, make sure y'all check us out for that. Jordan, appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
And XF Gun, our gamer, appreciate you, man. Yeah, Fleek, tell everybody where they can find you, man, and New Millennium and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Ron Rico Season, spelled with a K, R-I-K-O, as you see it right here. I am a host on the New Millennium Falcons podcast. You can find that at NM Falcons on Twitter. That's where we'll be going live this week. We also tweet out when we drop random episodes. Like we said earlier, turn on those post notifications. You will need it because it's going to randomly happen. If you're just chilling, if you're doing homework, if you're thinking about what you're going to make for dinner, if you're already making dinner and you hear that ding and you look at your phone, you say New Millennium Falcons on, click that thing. All right. I appreciate y'all having me on. Thank y'all for always interacting with me in the chat as well. So I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Well, y'all can say, y'all can catch us next week, 8:15. Make sure you check out New Millennium whenever they drop. And also, like I said, check them on the podcast, if on the audio platforms, if you can't catch them live on YouTube or watch the replay on YouTube. But again, if y'all are here, man, hit the like button for us, run those likes up so we can get more out there, more Falcons fan. Comment on the video if you're watching it after the fact. Comment, let us know what you think, what you want to do at 8, any more trades you want to make, any more free agent signings you want to make, all that good stuff, man. We'll be happy to interact with you. And you can follow us on Twitter, Out of Your Effing Mind, Instagram, Out of Your Falcon Mind, TikTok, Out of Your Falcon Mind. We are hit or miss on some of those because I take breaks from social media. Mike takes breaks from social media. So especially this time of year when it's just crazy, it's just good for you. It's good for you, man, to get a little
mental health, buddy.
Mental health. Good to get off there. But we can join us. You can follow us always there, man. You can email us, atlfalconfancast@gmail.com. And lastly, you can find merchandise like we're wearing. I got the hoodie on. Mike's got the t-shirt, Out of Your Falcon Mind. You can go to bonfire.com/store, and it's Out of Your Falcon Mind with dashes in between each one of those words. You can find the cool merch. So, yeah.
I just realized how matching me and you were just now at the end of the show. The last few seconds of the show, I realized we was matching. How about that?
Same.
If y'all can hear this, I don't care how you hear this. If you can watch or you can hear this, you do something extra. You hit the like button. You make a comment. You share it. You subscribe, okay? You do something extra. You stop scratching your ass. You get off the couch. You do something extra, okay? If you liked it, if you hated it, then you don't have to do nothing. But if you like it, then you do something extra. You help us out, okay? You drop a 5-star review on iTunes. You tell a friend. You buy some merchandise. I don't care. You do something extra. You take an extra step. You go the extra mile, huh? That's what's holding you back in life. You never go the extra mile. Now, go the extra mile for us. I absolutely love y'all, but do something extra.
Absolutely, man. All right, just take us out, man. That's the perfect way to end it, buddy. Take us out.
Out of your fucking mind. Peace.